From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hey, but isn't friendly neighbourhood Troy?
Well, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, and I've done you a big favour today.
Good.
I did not bring down the brand new release called Highlights from the Funhouse Sessions.
Why didn't you do that?
Because I listened to you last week when you said that you didn't want to be spending any more money at the moment on records.
Yeah, well, it didn't mean not spending any money at the moment.
And I thought, well, I better not, because it would tempt you more, since there's only 2,906 copies pressed, because they were all done pre-order, but we got some, and yeah. But I didn't bring them.
So how's it just...
So what I see?
What a cock! Did you bring it? Sure, you didn't bring it.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's fantastic though. Double swirl vinyl, and
is it pretty much the one that was on the CD version that came out recently?
It's very similar to that.
It's a studio dialogue outtakes.
Yeah, there's some of that, and there's like one side four is the entire take of LA Blues. It's tremendous. But like
swirly
I said,
swirly vinyl too, Sarah. Yeah.
I wish you could.
What an
see
ideal
Mike's
stocking stuffer
right
this Christmas.
Hint, hint, Sarah. Anyway, what I did bring, we got a.
You've probably already got me something cool.
Yeah.
Did you get him that Justice League figure?
Oh,
Superman.
Troy!
Oh, sorry.
Henry Cavill and everything. With his upper lip looking weird.
Thanks, Tyka, for setting the bar. Good one.
I know.
So anyway, what the ones we did choose are all stuff which comes out this week, and this first one we're going to go for is Miss Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Oh, the late Sharon Jones.
This is the final album that was made by Sharon Jones with the Dap Kings, and I just want to say straight off, it is the Sharon Jones album I have liked the most. And weirdly enough, I think it's the most uplifting of all of the stuff they've ever done. This is a tremendous record.
So where was she at when they made this record?
I think she had stopped taking her cancer drugs.
Yeah, because I saw a documentary about her and about that time, I think.
Yeah.
And she's remarkably full of the joys of life.
And
you know?
And her voice was still so powerful. And it's not just her voice, of course. It's this album is called Soul of a Woman. And the soul that this lady possesses, it's like amazing. But yeah, this is, it's like...
Do you know how many albums she did all up?
I think there was seven or six.
Yeah, she's got quite a back catalogue, hasn't she?
And this back catalogue, of course, only goes back the last decade or so.
Mm.
She, you know, but she was basically discovered as Lee Field's backing singer when she was still working as a prison guard, which was kind of lifelong work.
I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah, but this album is really, really great. There's like, even the you know how you get... There's always like the sort of sadder soul ballads on here. Even those are sort of up. They kind of sound like a 60s era Bond theme sort of ballads.
Wow.
Pretty great. But, you know, everything you expect from Sharon Jones after seeing that movie, of course, you'll find in this record.
All originals?
Yes. Well, no, but almost
so
all
no.
originals. No, I think there's one cover, but I'm looking now and I'm thinking, actually, it's not a cover. Nope. All originals from the Dap Kings. It says here on the back, what comes from the heart reaches the heart. Now, that is almost like a paraphrase of something Herbie Hancock said about listening to music. He goes, you can listen to music and you can listen to the chord progressions and you can know there's a C sharp and it goes into a minor or whatever. But you're not hearing the music. What you hear in the music when you enjoy it is the heart of the music. And I think that you'll find that with this one. And what we're going to go for is one which is like probably the most up-tempo on it, just to, you know, the juxtaposition. This lady was like months away from the end of her life, but this is the kind of record she was still making. We'll play Sail On.
Few people who went to see her live over here and thought just one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's one of those, Dick Mike didn't go and see. Oh.
wait for this. Well, look who's here.
There you go. Oh. Oh, won't you come on in? It's been a long, long time. How you been?
Oh, no. Tell me it ain't so. So they threw you out. Now you got nowhere to go. Wait a minute. I don't suppose. Well, that's just...
Yeah, you can just sail on. Just get back in your boat and sail on. How many tracks? How many tracks are we looking at? This sounds like a beautiful
one. We have 11 tracks on this record. Mr. Bosco Man, of course, has produced it. The well, I can't remember his real name, but the guy behind Daptone and Dap King Studios, etc.
Don't look at me. I'm the Lord last night.
And of course, it's what listening on the surface, you'll go, oh, it's that kind of Dap King production where there's the hard panning into the different channels, and it sounds like it's very vintage in that. But I think this one is also
sounds a little more upfront as well. Is yeah. that they've got all that stuff in there, but but there's a little bit more depth to it now.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of the hard pan, but the but if you can sort of take it out that way, we would as well. What I did then, listeners, was take my pan away from my face and push it forward for the sake of radio. Yeah.
But there's a, as Daptone often do, this one is a nice red-coloured vinyl, very limited edition. The patented hard sleeve is a
A hard sleeve as well as a heavy record.
Yeah,
yeah, very nice. I should really give a bit of a shout out to the Dap Kings too. Joseph Crispiano, Koshima Gastelum, Binky Griptight, Bosco Man, Homer Steinweiss, Neil Sugarman, and Fernando Bugaloo Velez.
There you go.
That's cool. What a great what a great album to have as sort of his swan song, eh?
Totally. And when you think of the last two swan songs from people who died very soon after completing the records, like Leonard Cohen's You Want It Darker, you know, it's like it feels like a closing. Dave Bowie's Black Star, again, there's closing things in that. But this is like a...
It's a celebration of life, man.
Really is. Soul of a Woman, the new and final album from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. She died of cancer last year, about this time last year, I think.
Coloured vinyl, heavy sleeve, heavy twill record as well.
Yep, and there's no word yet whether there'll be a mono version like there was with the last record. They brought out a mono version a bit later. But tremendous nonetheless. That's out worldwide tomorrow.
All right, so what have we got now?
Well, now I think we're going to go for this group here, which is they're called Toutard, which is, Sarah, tell me what that means.
Strawberries.
That's right, in Arabic.
Strawberry or strawberries?
Strawberries, plural. And what we have here is a group from the Golan Heights. Now, the Golan Heights, of course, was occupied by Israel from Syria after the during the Six-Day War back in 67. And I think they annexed the Golan Heights in 1981 or something like that. Anyway, a lot of the people living, I think 90% of the people who now live in the Golan Heights are stateless people, which means they're not citizens of Israel, and therefore they're citizens of nowhere and they can't get a passport. What the title of this album is called...
Israel's so cool.
Oh, you know, it's not only Israel that does this thing. Let's just say governments are so cool.
Yeah.
But laissez-passer is the, which is just a French word for let them pass. It's a travel document which is issued to stateless people. And that's the name of this record, Toutard. These young fellows from the Golan Heights have, whenever they go anywhere to play or whatever,
they have to get a let them pass one of these.
Right. Yeah,
just before we start, the sticker on the front says Toutard are a young trailblazing ensemble from the occupied Golan Heights. Levant desert blues meets melodic psych rock, morphed reggae and classical Arabic modalities.
That's
restless, buoyant, and infectious.
Is that what it says? straight off the bat, what do you hear?
Yeah, a bit of Eureka influence there.
That's right. It's the upstroke, isn't it?
It's quite a cool juxtaposition, isn't it?
Yeah. It's produced by the two brothers who are the engine of the group, Hassan and Rami Nakhleh.
Is this their is this their first album?
It's their first album on the Glitterbeat label, but I think there was one other album that was only released in the Middle East. This is the first I've heard of them, anyway.
Did Glitterbeat do much stuff like this? Like much other stuff like this? Like
yes, they do. Chris Ekman, who's in charge of the label, used to be in that band The Walkabouts in Seattle. He's produced a lot of the groups like Tammy Crest and other sort of desert influenced stuff.
Desert influenced stuff.
Yeah, like literally the desert influenced stuff. Okay, there's a bit coming up that I totally like from this.
It's actually pretty well accurately described in that sticker.
It is. Number of is this one? Sorry,
number 8.
So it's called Roots Rock Jubali.
Roots Rock Jubali.
Yeah. Non sleazy saxophone.
No, that is non sleazy saxophone. Right. It's still not saxophone you'd invite round, but yeah.
I wouldn't mind it. Well, can go on the balcony rather than the living room.
Yeah, but. Yeah. It's keep it outdoors. Not like one of those saxophones you'd say to someone, just keep that in your car. Just leave it in the car. How long has that saxophone been left out in the car for?
It's in the boot.
I don't care. Oh, it's not right to leave them in the car for that long.
Just jump it to, oh no, hang on. Just turn it up, I mean.
Oh, I see. Sorry, Corey. Some nice cymbal work there.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Oh, now he's going wild.
No, there's all sorts of sounds in there, eh? So what's the name of the album again?
Name of the album is Laissez-Passer.
Laissez-Passer by?
Tutar.
Tutar is the name of the band?
Correct.
And it means, Sarah?
Strawberries.
In what language, Sarah?
Did you say Arabic?
It's Arabic, yes. Syrian Arabic. Another pretty cool record from Glitterbeat,
cool.
This one.
Cool.
You'll like this. Cool. I just want to mention...
That evokes all sorts of feelings, doesn't it?
It does. But I'd originally chosen a different tune, but when I was like walking up here, it was so hot, I thought, you know what? I think Roots Rock Jubali is going to suit the weather a bit more. So,
you didn't
so
think maybe go. I've got a long sleeve shirt and an overcoat on? Maybe that
man not hot.
To it.
She said, take off your jacket. I said, man not hot.
Man not hot.
Here we go. Now, the final record we're going to do today is a record originally released in 1974 by the fantastic drummer Billy Cobham. Now, you'll remember, Mike, a few months ago we did Miles Davis's Jack Johnson record on From the Crate, and Billy Cobham was the drummer on that record. in case.
So this man's got some chops.
He's got some chops, all right. Billy Cobham, still alive now, and in fact, next year is going out on the road performing this album with a new combo and slight adjustments.
He's a drummer, and the band's based around that, or...?
Well, he's
an arranger or something, or
in jazz in quotation marks. In jazz, he's the band leader, which means in this case, this was his session. He wrote all of the songs. He picked the musicians for it.
Cool.
He plays the drums. But side one of this is called Spanish Moss, a Sound Portrait, and it's like a 20-minute suite. And the part I chose.
It's like Moss from Spain.
It is. Part I chose is simply entitled Storm. Now, on this one, you won't hear John Abercrombie on guitar. You won't hear the Brecker Brothers or George Duke or anyone else. And the reason for that is on this one, it's just Billy.
Just Billy. Just Billy.
Yeah.
Just painting us a picture of Spanish moss. But in a storm.
In a storm, yeah. Which precedes the next part, Flash Flood, but this is still...
This is on heavy vinyl? You need this on heavy vinyl?
Yeah, it is. It's just re-released today, or tomorrow. You can get it today if you like.
Listen to him go.
Did you like this one, Sarah?
He's on Bitches Brew as well, yeah?
He is one of the drummers on Bitches Brew, correct. And on Live Evil. I think he's on most of Miles' Live Evil album. He was also the first three Mahavishnu Orchestra albums with John McLaughlin, i.e. the only Mahavishnu Orchestra record you want to hear. He's the drummer on those. So those of you who are thinking, okay, this is going to be a jazz fusion record, you're right, except for this great tune we've chosen. Turn this up.
How come this has been out of print? Can the kids get into the dubstep?
I think it's been out of print because the most popular.
It's cool. It sounds really cool.
Oh yeah,
it's quite listenable. It's like it's not too jazzy. It's like
some of it's quite jazz.
Quite mossy.
Fusion-y.
Quite mossy.
This is mossy and stormy. Would you say?
Yeah, definitely with a Spanish tinge. Once again, good cymbal work.
Tremendous cymbal work.
I think that's called the China cymbal, actually, that one.
Yeah, that one is a China, you're right. And this one here, I think that might appeal to fans of minimal techno. Well, that's
could be right. So Billy Cobham?
Yeah, Crosswinds is the name of the LP, from 1974 originally on the Atlantic label, but now on Musicon vinyl. We got it in the shop at Southbound, along with these other records that we played today.
And that Stooges one.
And the Stooges one. Highlights from the Funhouse Sessions, Mike.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, Troy, thank you very much for coming in again. Great. Should we just get the name of all those records again since you put them in the bag or not?
Okay, well, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, the final album, which is entitled Soul of a Woman on Dap. Tone. We have Laissez Passer by Toutard from the Golan Heights, that's on the Glitterbeat label, and finally Mr. Billy Cobham, Crosswinds. Yes. Thank you
Troy.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.